Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
His extraordinary exploits on the field earned him the nickname God.
Crowd's running on already. He's kicked it. Ablett gets his 100. And they come from everywhere.
But Gary Ablett's lawyer, Michelle Margolyi, says the heavy knocks he endured during his career have since exposed the frailties of the once football deity.
Concussion has had an enormous impact on Gary's life. He now suffers from severe symptoms associated with the structural and functional damage that's been caused to his brain. He suffers from memory loss, depression, anxiety, and very much it's an isolating condition, which is difficult to handle in the face of being such a high-profile individual.
Now, the 61-year-old is seeking millions of dollars in compensation from the AFL and Hawthorn and Geelong, the two clubs he played 248 games for between 1984 and 1996. In a Supreme Court writ, his lawyers say the league and the two clubs knew or ought to have known of the potential long-term consequences of concussion suffered by the plaintiff while training for and playing AFL football. At all relevant times, they say, it was reasonably foreseeable to the first, second and third defendant that the plaintiff was vulnerable to the injury of concussion caused by head strikes. It comes on top of two separate concussion-related class actions the AFL faces. The Ablett case looms as a test for just what duty of care the league and the clubs had for their players in an era when neurophysicist Professor Alan Pearce says head knocks and concussions were often taken lightly.
How much did the doctors know at that time? Certainly culturally it wasn't seen as an injury to be concerned with. You know, we saw a lot of players getting concussed, quickly getting the smelling salts or quickly getting looked at and then sent back out quite on a very regular basis.
Professor Pearce has studied football-related concussion in ex-players for 15 years.
We get, you know, former players who walk into a shop and get overwhelmed by too many people or the bright lights. We get other football players who might walk into the shop and not realise why they're even there, or they forget what they've been told and might be on the talking to them and they'll repeat themselves three or four times on the same topic, not realising that they've just mentioned it. So these are the things that we are seeing quite regularly, not in all players, but certainly in quite a few.
Daily lives affected long after the final siren has sounded on careers. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.